everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursday. Kevin, what kind of cup do you have in your hand? You always have something new.
This is from Slim Chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've got like town specific cups, which is pretty rad. So this one's for Mission.
Huh. Yeah.
Is that the place that's by you, Jer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got one near me.
Their sauces are great. They've got, I mean, they're kind of like Cane's, like Raisin Cane's, mm-hmm. except they have a better sauce selection.
It's like Raisin Cane's, but it actually tastes good. That's the way you should have led.
Yeah. I mean, no, Slim Chickens, I know, is the superior restaurant, I would mm-hmm. say. And they have, like, these cool, like, mason jar, like, brownies. Like, mason jar brownie dips or something.
And they actually do wings, too. Like, you can get bone-in wings at,
I knew that about
Slim Chickens. And they're actually good. I got them. They're a little expensive, but, like you said, the sauces. Mwah.
Yeah, their Korean barbecue sauce is really good. I like it.
Chef kiss.
Got a good kick.
All right, let's talk about the things that we've been doing this week. And Kev, why don't you start us off? We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, like, this has been a busy week, especially, like, this is something we're all going to talk about, so I'll talk about it last, but Division, that's been huge. I probably put the most time into that this week, followed by Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Like, I'm back in full gear in that. I think I'm definitely more than halfway done with the story, but I'm starting to where I have to start doing side missions because the main missions I'm doing, I'm, like, 5 levels under. But I'm still trying to pull it off. So, but man, it is a beautiful game. Great story. Like, I really did not expect to like an Assassin's Creed game this much. And it's got to be one of my favorite, easily my favorite Assassin's Creed game out. But
see you next week when you forget about it.
No, I've been playing it every day. If we're not playing Division, I'm playing Assassin's Creed right now. So
I know, but that's listen. I'm not saying anything bad about you, but this is just how all Assassin's Creed games go. You get into it for a long time, and then you forget about it, and you're like, and then you go, oh, what a fucking daunting task it is to go play this game again. It's so big. It's so open. I'm just gonna go over here and play this single player game real quick, like a smaller game that'll take me 10 hours.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate.
I'm like 40 hours into the Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and I'm like, oh, there's no end in sight, and it's so daunting that I haven't started it in months.
That's kind of where I am with
Origins. Assassin's Creed, it's a great game. It's a lot of fun, and it's just one of those where it's the same problem I have with the Witcher series, where it's just like, this is too much.
Which I hope is not like Cyberpunk. I'm going to be so sad if I get into that. But that's the same thing that happened with, I just picked up Red Dead 2 on the PC when it came out, and I played the first 3 hours, and I went, oh, there's so much to do. I don't want to get into
this. Do it at your own pace. You know, mission here, mission there. That's how I did it. I loved Red Dead 2. Holy shit, that was such a good game. And I picked it up on PC, and I still go back and go through the missions again, like the main missions, because it's really fun, and it's just, once again, it's so gorgeous. Other than that, we watched, and this is the first time I've actually watched it in full. We watched The Shining on Friday night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it, and I know the ending because it's always
Doug,
been...
you okay? You got
The Shining?
Yeah, I've never seen The Shining all the way through. I would see
you went to the hotel?
I know.
And you hadn't watched the fucking
You know what pissed me off about that? Because you know what? No, here's the thing. Okay, so when we went to the hotel, in the website, it said that they would have a channel dedicated specifically to looping the movie. And so we were like, well, let's just wait till we get to the hotel and let's watch it for the first time at the hotel. How fucking cool would that be? And we got there and they were like, no, we don't do that. And we're like, oh... Then they were also showing like the weird version that was actually filmed in that hotel, like the Stephen King approved one. So, but we watched it and it was really good. It was creepy at times, but Jack Torrance is an asshole, man. There is no redeeming qualities in him at all.
He's a terrible dude.
I don't know, like, if the movie wanted you to have any sympathy for him.
No,
I
definitely not.
Even early on, you know, it just didn't seem like it. other than that, I mean, that's really, and then Letterkenny, I'm up to season 4 on that. I'm really enjoying that. It's a really funny show. Other than that, that's all I've been doing this week. Not much. Like I said, a lot of division time with you boys, and it's been a blast.
Dougie, Doug?
Let's see. Haven't watched any movies. That's easy to get rid of. TV. I started a new Netflix show called I Am Not Okay With This.
Oh, my God. I have that downloaded. I have not watched it. Is it okay?
I've enjoyed it. It's dark. I will let you know.
Doug.
It is...
You completely, what? I set you up, and you like, are you okay with it? You could have been like, I was okay with this.
I was not okay with it. No, it's good. It's from the producers or whatever of Stranger Things, mm-hmm. and the director of the show End of the Fucking World, which if you guys
but
haven't
it's
watched
super
that
dark.
Show, that show is very good and also dark, but also good. So yeah, it's dark, and it stars two kids from It, the girl that played Bev, and kid that played Stanley, and which is funny because his character name in I'm Not Okay With This is also Stanley. So
maybe he's got a thing with names he can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's good. It's about this girl who. It's kind of presented in like a diary sort of aspect where she
narrates it.
Yeah, because she was given a diary by her school counselor because she has anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
She starts to realize she has like superpowers. but it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the opening scene of the show is her running through the street. And she's drenched in blood.
Oh, God.
And she goes, dear diary, fuck you. Like, that's how the show starts. And she's like, I'm just kidding. I just don't know what to write in these things. And then, like, back to, like, her explaining why she has the diary. But it's just, it's I don't want to say funny. It's not funny. It has funny moments. It's one of those shows that has funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's supposed to be like a coming of age tale with superpowers, so it's a little dark, and it's been interesting. I've enjoyed it for what I've watched. I want to watch Altered Carbon season 2 came out also, but that one I know I'm gonna have to like super pay attention because mm-hmm. that's how the first season was.
So you can't like watch it at work.
I probably could, but like I just haven't yet.
Mm.
What else? Fuck. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've watched. You know, Clone Wars has come back on Disney Plus. I'm a little bit behind on that already, though. The first episode, it just made me realize that I needed to watch. I may have said this last week, I don't remember. But I needed to watch. I should have watched some of the episodes before from the previous seasons because I was definitely like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I don't remember any of this. Because it's been 7 fucking years.
I started it. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It's not my turn.
Yeah. What else? Playing video games? Yeah. I mean, it's been The Division, like, through and through. And it's a Pokemon here and there. I've been wanting to play some, like, Arkham, though. I started doing, like, an Arkham, like, replay through, like, last year. And mm-hmm. I just need to continue with that. I was going to play them in chronological order of story. So I started with Batman Origins. So now I need to go to do Arkham Asylum. As far as books, I finished. I don't remember if I said I finished this last week. The Robo one. I talked about that last week. So I just finished listening to Patton Oswalt's book, Silver Screen Fiend, where it's like a memoir of his addiction to movies. So he even's like, I know you're probably thinking like, oh great, another book about addiction. He's like, but this one isn't heroin or coke. This one's movies. And so it's really interesting because to kind of follow his, like, I mean, this dude was seeing like a movie every night.
Really?
Through most of the 90s. Yeah, there's a theater in LA that he would just show like old movies and stuff, mm-hmm. and like classics and stuff. And he had these books that were like must see movies and all that sort of stuff, and it became like a ritual where he would go watch a movie and like mark it in the book, date and time, like when he saw it. Like, that's wow. how obsessive he became with it. And this is really interesting because it's also, you know, sprinkled in. He's talking about, like, you know, traveling and doing stand-up and all this stuff, as well as people he's worked with and whatever. So very interesting. I read his other book a couple of years ago, the Zombie Spaceship Wasteland, or whatever the fuck it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. Cause he's fun. And I feel like in like a kind of subtle way almost. He's not like, you know what I mean? It's not, I don't know. There's some people who write books that are just like, oh, this is just a book of jokes, essentially. Like his, what else? I started the second Witcher book. Whatever it's called, which I don't remember off the top of my head. I almost want to say A Storm of Swords, but I know that's not right because that's definitely Game of Thrones. Hold on, I have it. Let me just look at my library real fast. My library's empty. No, it's not. Oh my god. I go to look and it says...
You have broken terms of service.
You're talking about these books online. You can't do that.
We do not like any promotions.
What is happening?
I don't know why it's making it sound like HAL 5000.
There we go. Let's try this again. Library. I logged into the wrong account. Sword of Destiny. That's what it's called. And it's just another collection of short stories that, again, the first season of The Witcher was based on. The first story in this book. You guys, both of you, you finished The Witcher, right?
No, I'm still... Ashley and I are watching it together, and so...
Yeah.
So you're never going to finish it.
I'm going to have to tell her we have to get on this or else.
Great.
Or else we're not going to...
And then watch The Witcher afterwards.
Or else we're not going to like be able to be together anymore.
Kev, you didn't finish it either?
No, I've been lazily behind that. I've only watched the first episode so far, so I got a lot of questions.
Oh my god. Both of you. Jesus
Both.
Christ. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I was going to say, like, this one has this story in it. It was really good. It was fun to show.
Keep it to yourself.
Guess I will share that with you. And I really, I feel like it's about, I don't feel like I've really been wanting, Katie and I have started 30 Rock again because it's on Amazon Prime. Nice. I love fucking 30 Rock.
It is so good.
But yeah. Here we go. Here's something I knew I wanted to talk about. There is a docuseries on Amazon Prime called Lorena, and it is about Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh,
and
boy.
Yeah. Well, and so what's so crazy about it is that, you know, like, what it happened in, like, 93? I think around then, 93, 92.
Damn.
And so, like, I remember it vaguely. And what I remember mostly is just the jokes that came from it.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't piss your wife off or she'll Lorena Bob at you. You know, she'll cut you. And, but then, so this docuseries, and it's crazy, it has both them in it. Like, both Lorena Bobbitt and John Bobbitt. They're both in the present day, like, interviewing in the thing. And, it follows through the trials and stuff afterwards and all the stuff that came out afterwards. And, like, dude, she was, like, sexually assaulted and raped and beaten by him.
Yeah.
And
he deserved that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, she became the joke.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, like, I mean, there's an interview even with Whoopi Goldberg because she made it part of her stand-up routine and stuff after it happened where she was like, this is great because for the first time ever, men are actually considering their consequences of what's going to happen if they touch a woman wrong. Like, you know, the joke is like, hey, you fucking hit me again, I'll Lorena Bob at you. Like, I'll fucking cut your dick off and throw it in a field. And, in the current dance after, you know, she was like, it was just nice. She was like, it was almost like powerful to, you know, for, it was like a moment where like a woman stood up and said like, no more, and did something that actually affected somebody to the point where, oh, you could literally see a lot of men being like, maybe I need to rethink myself. Like, And she's like, you know, and of course you could say, like, maybe not much has changed. She's like, but it was in that moment.
At least a step toward the direction.
And in the 90s, it's just crazy because it's just like I would say even since then, there has been kind of a pivotal shift in like, and they talk about like how all these women, you know, they had to have X amount of proof in all this stuff to like prove that they were like, being even like marital rape and stuff, because they're like, well, did he cause you any like permanent body damage? Well, no, but I was raped. Well, then you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're his wife. And so, like, how it kind of shifted perspective of that as well. Where it's just like, you
signed up for this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like how and how that started to change too, as well as like, no, well, rape is rape mm-hmm. is rape. It doesn't matter if you're married or not. And so it's very interesting, and again eye opening because again, all I've ever known are the jokes, and then you know they talk with him and dude's just a fucking skeez bag. Dude is gross. Like, you know, he got his dick fixed, and like then later went on to become a porn star.
What? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
to prove that his wiener still worked.
That's some ego right there.
Yeah. When they were even talking about like the sales were incredible because people wanted to see if his dick actually worked. Like, and then they were even saying like, you know, if we could look at the streaming statistics of even to this day, it's still most people watch the first like 2 minutes of that because they just want to see the erect dick and then they walk away. And it's like, Jesus.
Be right back.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, I will say there is a part in the first episode where they're talking about it and a lot of like the law enforcement people and stuff that were involved at the very beginning of the case and some of the lawyer stuff are kind of laughing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of just how absurd it is. You know, yeah. Dude. I don't know. But yeah, as it goes on, you're like, this is... Yeah, cut that dude's dick off. Fuck him. Should have taken his nuts while you're at it. I mean, he would have bled out then and definitely died. But still.
Been okay with it.
Yeah, anyways, it's called Morena. It's on Amazon Prime. Go check it out. It's surprisingly good. And again, it's just... It's so much... You just don't know about this stuff. I was talking to Katie about it. There's a documentary about the woman who spilled the hot coffee on her lap for McDonald's that sued that became, again, an international joke about, like, people just wanting to sue for the sake of suing. Mm-hmm. But then you learn that, like, McDonald's didn't have any sort of regulation on how their coffee should be. And it's supposed to be, like, 160 degrees, and theirs was, like, 260 degrees.
Jesus.
So she, you know, this older woman in an old car with no cup holders, literally, her and her grandson, she put the cup in her lap to... like in between her legs to open the lid to then put her cream and sugar in, was not driving, was in a parking spot, and the lid wasn't on correctly, and so when she put it in her lap it popped open and spilled 200 something degrees, like boiling essentially water all over her crotch, and had to have like skin graft surgeries and stuff all over the inside of her thighs and stuff because she had like third degree burns from the coffee from McDonald's. And it's one of those, again, you don't learn this stuff because all it is just a punchline to a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, it reminded me of that, just like the, you don't, all you know is the joke, but you don't know what actually went on. And you learn what actually went on. You're like, why are we laughing about this? Like,
yeah, for real.
That's fucked up.
We usually are assholes in retrospect. Yeah.
Well, again, because you're not presented with the facts, you know, and it's just, mm-hmm. So anyways, Jer?
I'll make it quick. As for reading, I am halfway through a book called Artemis. It's written by Andy Weir, and I think I talked last week about how mm-hmm. I started it. It is phenomenal so far. I highly recommend it to anybody who's into sci-fi and stuff. It follows a girl who named Jazz who lives on the moon. We've established a colony on the moon. We've established that people go there for vacations, and you know, there's all these bubbles that in differently higher classes and lower classes, and so shit goes down with her. It's a pretty wild ride so far. I haven't been able to put it down. Every time that I get in the car, I need to listen to it. So Artemis, it is being made into a movie, I think. And I want to say it is. Let me see. It may still be being made into a movie.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It was scheduled for release in 2019, but now it's 2021. So, yeah. Phil Lord and Christopher Miller are directing it.
Okay.
So that'd be... All right. But, yeah, you know, Jazz is a porter and a smuggler, and it's really good. I highly recommend it. It's a really good chip. And then for gaming, obviously Division 2 I've been having the most fun with because of the fact that I've been playing with you guys, and it's been an awesome trip for me.
Oh,
so I'm really enjoying that. And then TV shows. The Shop has a new episode. They seem to come out randomly. I don't understand it. I wish that they would be every week, but so far in the course of a year, we've gotten 6 episodes, so I wish that actually...
You know, we release them when we want to release them.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So, been watching the same shit, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine I've been catching up on. You know, same old stuff. Goldberg's, Shark Tank. When I can. Playing The Division, I'm 3 episodes behind on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, man.
I just finished Pimento, which was phenomenal. One of the best episodes of the year. It was so funny.
I was just like, Memento? Has anyone seen this fucking movie? you mean like Dory from Finding Nemo? Finding Dory. Yeah, no, I know that movie. Why didn't you just say that? Like, even the doctor.
Yeah, and then at the end, he's like, Jake, I finally saw that movie you've been talking about. Memento? Yeah, what'd you think? Meh. So, other than that, not really much going on. That's me. I do have one other game that I played. Game Pass has Two Point Hospital, and it's kind of it's like The Sims for hospitals. You know, you build your hospital up and everything. It's pretty funny. It's kind of one of those you're relaxing at night and you don't really have your friends around because they keep going to roller derby and or hanging out with friends or going to wrestling matches and leaving you.
Throw me under the fucking bus.
Saying things like, you guys are the most important thing to me. I couldn't go on without playing this game with you. And then there's like a week and a half to 4 month stretch where he doesn't play with us at night. So.
Yeah, Doug. When you get your shit together, Doug.
But yeah, that's it for me. And that's it for Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.